The possibility of Spain pulling its troops out of Iraq naturally raises the question, might other U.S. allies follow suit? Well, today, Poland and Italy vowed to keep their troops in place, and Britain isn't likely to pull out anytime soon. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, if the Madrid bombings are seen as a consequence of Spain's support for U.S. policy in Iraq, that could weaken an already shaky coalition.
It's still too soon to say who was behind the Madrid bombings. That investigation is continuing. But whether it proves to be Basque separatists, Al-Qaeda affiliates, or some combination of the two, Bruce Hoffman says they will draw the conclusion that terrorists can now influence voters in a major Western democracy.
They will have seen that by specifically timing, choreographing, orchestrating their terrorist attack within days of a national election, they can have a profound impact, almost disproportionate to their numbers.
Hoffman, a terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation, says that lesson could have profound consequences for other elections.
This may set in motion, especially as the United States national presidential elections approach next November, as the British national elections are scheduled from a year from this spring, that terrorists may seek to, not necessarily as much affect the outcome, but perhaps certainly to attempt to disrupt them.
And it may not even take a terrorist attack to influence voters. If the bombings in Spain are seen as a price paid for supporting the U.S., whether in Iraq or in the war on terror, then popular opposition to American policies may be enough to swing voters. Ivo Dalder, a senior fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution, believes that Spain represents the third time election results for a major U.S. ally have been determined by opposition to U.S. foreign policy.
We had Germany in 2002, we had South Korea in 2003, and now Spain in 2004, voting against the candidate that had supported American policy and in favor of the candidate that seemed to oppose American policy. That ought to be worrisome to Mr. Bush.
Today, a State Department spokesman refused to answer a question on whether other U.S. allies, such as Italy, might hesitate to back the Bush administration in the future if Madrid-style bombings loom as a possible consequence. The spokesman, Adam Airlie, did say he's not worried about coalition partners wavering in their support for U.S. reconstruction efforts in Iraq.
So it's not a question of people jumping ship on Iraq. It's a question of deciding how best to contribute to stability in that vital part of the world.
On one level, the tragic events in Spain could have a positive impact by encouraging the U.S. and Europe to cooperate even more closely on law enforcement and intelligence issues. Until now, Europe had plenty of experience with homegrown terrorists, but nothing in its history that compares with September 11th. Ambassador Robert Oakley is a former head of the State Department's counterterrorism office, now at the National Defense University. He says March 11th could be a wake-up call.
Some people have been saying that the Europeans are getting a little bit complacent. Some people have been saying the United States is getting complacent. The latter point I disagree with, but there may have been some of that on the part of the Europeans, but they're going to have to work harder, and they will, and they'll work harder with us.
So far, the U.S.'s firmest allies in Iraq, countries like Britain, Italy, and Poland, show no sign of following Spain's lead and withdrawing their troops. Poland's prime minister said today that, quote, revising our positions after the terrorist attacks would be to admit that terrorists are stronger and that they are right. But Poland's intelligence chief admitted that he's worried that standing by the U.S. in Iraq may make Poland the next possible target of terrorist attacks. He said, we must take it into account that we are not only a hypothetical target, but perhaps a real one. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.